Some other points that came out today. Secretary Rumsfeld revealed that not only are there more photos of abuse, there are videos as well. When asked when he first saw the pictures from Abu Ghraib, he said, "Last night at about 7:30. As to when he told the president about the abuses at the prison, he said he couldn't remember exactly, but he thought it was sometime in late January. And as for what the president said in reply, Mr. Rumsfeld said this was more a case of him informing the president of a list of current issues during one of their regular meetings. Joining us now is NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore. Dan, did Donald Rumsfeld accomplish what he set out to do today?
Oh, yes, he did. He stood up against Congress. He acted appropriately apologetic, said he was very sorry, made a big number of that. When asked about whether he thought that he was able to fulfill his functions now, he indicated, yes, he could, and that if he couldn't, he would take the necessary action. And all in all, they hardly laid a glove on him.
There are, though, newspaper editorials calling for him to resign. The cover of The Economist magazine has a big headline, Resign Rumsfeld, with a picture of that detainee hooded and wired at Abu Ghraib.
Well, he's getting a lot of flack from a lot of places, but so far no flack from the one place that would cause him trouble. The president of the United States says he likes him and wants to keep him there until the president changes his mind. He doesn't have to worry.
There was a theme throughout the answers of both General Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and also Secretary Rumsfeld, a distinction between the story of abuses at Abu Ghraib and pictures of the abuses at Abu Ghraib.
That's right. The whole Abu Ghraib episode is divided into two parts. One is something happened. They found out something happened. They assigned generals to investigate it. It changed when they found out that there were pictures, that there were pictures of whatever. And apparently now we also hear videotape as well. That creates a real crisis because that is what people make their decisions on.
In fact, General Myers, who it's been reported, called up Dan Rather of CBS News to urge what General Myers describes as a delay of reporting this on 60 Minutes. He says it not the story. He said he wasn't calling about the story. He was calling about the pictures.
That emphasizes again how important the pictures are as they go over Arab television all around the world, and indeed as seen by Americans in much shorter form. They really will rock you, and it will make things very difficult for you. As to CBS and 60 Minutes, too, agreeing to hold up the story, the appeal that they were given, and it was an appeal, was to say that there are American hostages involved here. There's a possibility of fierce renewal of fighting in some of the places where there's been a great deal of fighting. And so they made a decision which will be discussing in journalism classes for years to come.
And General Myers, we should say, in trying to account while apologizing for not informing the Senate earlier and others, put this in the context, he said, of the fighting in Fallujah, of the hostage takings, of all sorts of other items of great concern in Iraq at that time.
I guess that's right. It was sort of one of these cases of whose side are you on?
Thank you. NPR's Daniel Shore speaking with us about today's testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Changes to the system that keeps nuclear materials secure, that and a clearing of the bases, those stories when we continue with All Things Considered.